You're being recorded.
This conference will now be recorded.
Good. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order of the Medina Township Trustees. This is an emergency meeting scheduled for April 23rd of 2021. The time now is 6:42 p.m. May I please have a roll call?
Mr. Scopa?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
The reason for this emergency meeting is the discussion of imminent litigation. So I reached out to the prosecutor's office today too, just to find out basically information. We have a lawsuit that has come against the township and several individuals. We received the mail the other day. Nick then proceeded to open the one for Medina Township and was sent. The information was sent to Bracken Insurance, who is our insurance carrier, who then got in charge in hold of Otarma. I received a voicemail, what day was it, Wednesday? Yeah, it was Friday, Wednesday, from a gentleman, attorney Greg Beck, who was assigned by Otarma to take our case to defend the township side. I talked to him yesterday briefly just to kind of touch base. He kind of just told me who he was and everything like that. So I'm just bringing you up to speed, Chuck, as to where we're at. Normally we would basically have a meeting and say that we were going to reach out to Otarma and send it to them and then, you know, to get legal representation. Nick kind of did that initial step for us when he opened up the township mail. So this is just to get all of us on the same page that Otarma has given us a representation attorney, and then we can go from there.
All right.
Well, okay, but there's something that is wrong then, because on the court website, there's already been a motion for this. It's actually the firm of Gregory. Okay, it's called Baker Dubliker.
Yes.
Wiley and Matthews.
Correct.
And they have already put in their appearance with the court, their appearance of counsel on the township's behalf. That can't happen unless somebody from the township has signed with them.
Yeah, nobody's signed anything. I haven't
never
signed
talked to nobody. I've never seen anything.
Okay, well,
I mean, I can reach out to them, but like I said, we have not signed anything.
Let me finish this, because it's on the court website, so this is all public record. Mm-hmm. They are representing the township. They are also representing Ken DeMichael and David Arbogast. So the township, by way of Otarma, is paying to represent Ken DeMichael, who were also paying his unemployment right now.
I will look into that, because when I talked to the gentleman yesterday, it was just the trustees, the township, and...
You want to look at this?
Consider him a trustee at the time of that.
It doesn't matter. You guys, first of all, this cannot happen. Several steps were skipped. When Otarma offers an attorney to the township, before they ever put in a motion to appear as counsel with the court, first of all, a meeting has to be scheduled with the Board of Trustees, and two out of three, and in this case, obviously, there's only two of you, have to vote to accept these attorneys, because there is always a deductible to pay. And you guys, and there's a retainer to sign.
Right.
Well, so
I've never been
told. Like I said, all I had was that I had a...
But Mike, you've been through this before.
But I didn't have that part. I just was sitting up here, and then
you've been through the legal.
It's been a while though, but
right. But I'm saying, you know that.
Well, like I said, the attorney contacted me on Wednesday, left a voicemail. I talked to him yesterday briefly for about 10 minutes, and that was it. There was nothing that's been signed, nothing, anything else
right. Okay, I'm not saying you signed anything. I'm not accusing you of signing anything. What I'm saying is you've been through the process before, where attorneys have come in from Otarma and represented the township on other matters, correct?
Yes.
Okay. They have never, ever, ever been able to do that until the trustees have met in open session and voted.
Yeah, like I said, I'll reach out to
them. How did this happen?
I cannot tell you, Angel.
Just got the letter yesterday, so...
Like I said.
Right, so how did this happen?
like I said. Nick opened up the part that was marked for the township. I've already talked to him, and he reached out to Rita.
Right, and I don't believe that Nick signed anything.
No, nothing's been signed.
He doesn't have the authority to.
Right, and nothing's been, and I have not, like I said.
We're not going to find out anything. We'll call them and ask them.
I'll have to call and ask. Like I said, I talked to the gentleman yesterday for about 10 minutes. He contacted me on Wednesday, left a voicemail. I contacted him Thursday, and that's where we're at. We haven't, nothing's been discussed in regards to anything with the case or anything like that. So I'll have to find out and find out from him.
Right, and what I'm telling you is these attorneys have no right to be filing anything, any appearances, any motions to appear as counsel on behalf of the township, unless they have a signed agreement from the township.
Yeah, which, like I said, and which they don't, because neither of us have signed anything. I don't even think they've talked to Chuck yet.
Right, so what they just did is illegal.
Well, like I said, I'll have to call and find out, Angela. I mean, that's...
What else can we do?
That's the only thing I can do right now.
Okay, but this is actually a big deal, because number one, you have attorneys that just put in a motion with a court, so that's number one, illegal on itself, and number two, they're putting in a motion to represent an ex-trustee whom, this just looks bad all over the place, because we just filed an appeal on his unemployment, and now the township is representing him on a case?
Like I said, Angela, without me calling and finding out, like I said, that's the only conversation I've had with the
attorney. I understand,
attorney.
But I think everybody, the public, everybody needs to know what's going on, because if you get the public researching this, that's what they're going
to
see.
Okay, well, that's fine. Like I said, I'll have to reach out to him and find out exactly. All I know is he said he was contacted by Otarma to represent the township. That was it. We had a conversation, and it was a brief 10 minutes, and that was it.
Okay, but do you know what to ask him is what I'm saying?
Yes.
I just want to make sure we're real clear here, because you understand that they had no right to file anything with the court before the two of you met on this and voted on this in open session, right?
I understand that. I did not, like I said, I've never seen a lawyer move this fast, to be honest with you. If my lawyer moved half this fast, I'd be way better off.
But Chuck, it's not about how fast they move, it's the fact that they didn't have the right to
do it. I know.
Okay.
We got this yesterday. It's not rocket science. We had nothing to do with this. They filed it. We're going to call them and ask them.
And I mean, that's all I can do right now.
That's all we can do right now.
Okay, I'm just...
You made the point. We understand that it's not the way to do it, and we're going to ask them why. I'm not a lawyer.
Steps were skipped over in leaps and bounds.
Okay.
Like I said, Angela, all I can do is call and find out from them and go from there.
But you can't, so at this point, you can't have this firm represent you until you actually have a meeting. You have to have them submit paperwork to you, a retainer agreement, and then you have to accept that retainer agreement in open session.
Like I said, let me call them. I just talked to them yesterday, and that was the first I've heard of.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say that you did anything wrong or you did anything wrong, Chuck. I'm trying to say that something went wrong.
When we contacted them, my first guess would be that they would contact each of us, walk us through the steps, and go through the proper process. How this got filed already on the court thing is a shock to me, you know, because I understand the process. I'm going through other litigation too. So we'll call them and ask them what's up. And let's go through the proper procedures and go from there. So,
right. So you'll have to decide if they want to offer their services and you want to go with them. You'll have to have either another special meeting or wait till Thursday. But they can't just file this motion to appear. This has to be taken care of.
Well, like I said, Angela, I'll call
it's Friday after hours. It's going to have to wait till Monday.
Just remember, this is being done improperly now. So this leaves room.
Angela, all I can do is based on the conversation, like I said, and that's it. I'll have to call and find out. I mean, I'll call the prosecutors too.
The lawyers would know the law, right?
Exactly. So,
but they didn't.
Well, so that's where we're at. I will call and find out and. We'll go from there.
I think it would be important to go on record and let your constituents know that you did not authorize this.
He just said that.
I would say it again, loudly.
I was contacted by an attorney that said that they were contacted by Otarma to be representation for the township. We have not signed anything asking them to be our representative in this legal matter. I will contact them and have them follow the proper procedures in regards to sending us or sitting down with us or coming in for a trustee meeting to have paperwork spelled out as to exactly if we're going to retain them or what, and we go from there. But as of right now, based on my conversation, it was just they were contacted by Otarma, and that was it. As to them filing an appeals or appearance or whatever, stating that they were, we haven't signed anything with that law firm.
Okay. And please bear in mind when that does happen, whether it's with this firm or other, there is a deductible or a percentage, remember, with the fire and Remsen Road. It's always at the back end, but just remember that you do have to figure that out in advance because that has to be put on a blanket or purchase order.
Is that true? Because I've been told that if we pay in our insurance premiums, that should be all covered in regards to...
We always get a bill at the end.
Okay, that's fine. So they should be able to give us... All right, that's fine.
It's on.
Like I said, I'll contact them and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
So,
like with the fire, I think we ended up paying $2,800 or something like that.
Like I said, that's something I will contact Bracken and talk to Rita and see, or talk to the attorneys and see what it would be. So
yeah,
we'll have a number. All right, that's all we had under emergency meeting tonight. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township emergency meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Scopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 6:54 p.m.